We're doing the Seder HaKabbalah of the Meiri, and the Meiri picks up and says, "V'inyan ha-masechta, the point of this tractate, hu la'ir ha-adam liyot midutav ha-nagotav al tachlit ha-shlemut. To arouse a person, the point of tractate Avot is to arouse the person that his traits and his behavior will be the essence of wholeness. Wholeness. Kedei she'yagia mehem l'shlemut ha-acharon. So that he will attain complete wholeness, ultimately. What does he mean by that? Ritzoni lomar shlemut ha-nefesh. What I mean is a wholeness of the soul. Notice, how can I be a whole person? How can my soul be whole? Through my perfecting my behavior towards others. Ad she'en tzarich l'shum mida haguna u'mu'la shelo yevo mimena remez bezot ha-masechet. This tractate is so amazing, says the Meiri. Pirkei Avot, Masechet Avot, is a tractate that encompasses every trait. And you do not need anything but this tractate. There will not be any trait that is good that is not encompassed in this trait. You cannot describe any trait that is honest, that is fitting, that is laudable, that cannot be derived from this tractate. וכן יש בה גם כן רמזים גנוזים בענייני האמונות. And so too in this tractate we have allusions, hidden hints with regard to the different philosophies, בקצת פינות תוריות ומושכלות, אולי ברובם כמו שהתבר. Different points, be it Torah points, be it logical points, philosophical points, and maybe this tractate even encompasses most of the true philosophies, as will be explained, says the Meiri. And that's why we find that our sages went such lengths in recounting the praise of this tractate. Kiomram, as our sages taught, Hayman debay lemeheve chasida. Someone wants to be a chasid, and we discussed chasid in Talmudic terms, is nothing close to what we use the term chasid today to mean. Chassid is an extraordinarily pious person, and a little bit more details than that. So if you want to be a chassid, the Talmud says, Lekayim mili davot. All you got to do is live up to this tractate. So we're going to pick up here next time, but we have to leave off with a difficult question. If this tractate is described as the tractate through which one becomes a chassid, is anything that we're going to learn in this tractate obligatory? Or is this whole tractate midat chasidut, for the extra pious? Am I forced to live up to anything I'm going to learn in this tractate? Or is everything in the tractate for the extra pious? Good question, no? We'll leave off with that question. We never had an in-depth class on Pirkei Avos. We had a pshat class on Pirkei Avos. We had a Rambam class on Pirkei Avos, and the Rashi class on Pirkei Avos. I think that's about it. Maybe one day we'll merit to have an in-depth class on Pirkei Avos, and then we have to discuss the halachic applications of the tractate. But maybe if you guys stick around for another few years, we'll get there.